Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme, from 9.
Evelyn Glennie is the first person in the world ever to have made a career as a full-time solo percussionist. Her first score for a TV drama was nominated for a BAFTA. Her first CD won a Grammy. Her first collaborative album with Bella Fleck won her another. In fact, she's won more than 60 international awards, and wherever she plays in the world, she sells out. She discovered a knack for percussion at the age of 12 at school in Scotland, a knack so keen she abandoned her original ambition to be a hairdresser. The salon's loss was the conservatoire's gain. Her achievements all the more remarkable because she's also profoundly deaf. Remarkable to us, perhaps, but not to her. She has 7 honorary doctorates of music. She's a dame of the British Empire. She has her own jewellery range, a fondness for shortbread, and 2 piercings in her nose. And she takes her shoes off when she performs too. Only connect. Here she is with her Inheritance Tracks.
The piece of music I've inherited is the Harry Janosch Suite by Kodály, the Hungarian composer. This piece has particular significance because I remember when I was 12 years old, my first experience playing in an orchestra. In fact, it was the Grampian School's Symphony Orchestra. And the Harry Janosch Suite was a huge challenge for such young players. How can I describe what it sounds like? I mean, it's bursting with colour. It's percussive, it's surprising, it's sometimes melodic, it's sometimes cheeky, it's sometimes dance-like. But I think the main thing for me at that time was just, I felt almost as though I was drowning in sound colour. The very fact that I still remember almost the smell of the hall is pretty incredible, actually. It was a big space, or it felt big at the time, and my mother had made sure that I had some warm sweaters in my suitcase, and just in case it got chilly in the evening, even although it was summertime, but of course you never knew what the weather would be like in the northeast. Well, I got into music by seeing the school orchestra play, and I was very much inspired by that, and I wanted to be part of it. The school was completely adaptable for youngsters in wheelchairs or sight-impaired people or hearing-impaired people and so on. So it was not unusual for me to sit in a class next to someone in a wheelchair or who may have been sight-impaired. My parents were sort of musical, and by that I mean my father, who was the youngest of 14, had to leave school when actually he was 14 years old and work on the farm. But he found that he actually had a very good ear, and he loved Scottish traditional music and was able to pick up tunes pretty quickly. My mother, on the other hand, couldn't do that, but she could read music. She was asked, you know, many, many, many years ago if she would play the organ in the local village church. And of course, being in a farming community, it was extremely difficult to find anybody who could play, let alone play the organ. However, she said she would do it for one Sunday, and then about 35 years later, she was still doing it. So there was music, but nothing too profound. I think the Harry Janosch Suite, what it really means to me, the memory isn't so much the piece of music as opposed to what happened in the process of putting the piece of music together. It was literally the thrill presenting it to an audience. I mean, the very fact of just being in a proper hall and standing up there and performing this piece and the applause, you know, feeling that applause was pretty amazing. And it just sort of really injected this feeling that you wanted to do it more and more. The piece I'd like to pass down is The Rite of Spring by Stravinsky. I mean, this is an extraordinary piece of music where all the many different arrangements that can be made of The Rite of Spring, whether it's for percussion ensemble, whether it's for brass group, whether it's obviously for the full orchestra, there are so many ways of still making that piece of music a new piece of music. And it just has all the musical ingredients that bubble. way, when you really break it down and break down some of the rhythmic elements, it's incredibly funky. It's incredibly mesmerizing. You could almost feel that in a club, you know. You could give it to a DJ and they would do amazing things with it. Whether anybody can enjoy this piece of music, I'm not sure if enjoy is the right word, but I certainly think that it's a piece of music that I would like to feel as though people have experienced. I think there's a difference if you're saying, well, when you hear it, you know, what are you experiencing? I don't listen to the piece of music. I participate in the piece of music. So, you know, I don't listen to music in the way that anybody else might do. So the enjoyment I get is through the participation, and I think that has to be made very clear. It's very demanding to put in a few sentences how I hear music, and in fact, it's impossible to do that. But basically, if we can imagine our whole bodies being a resonating chamber and allowing the body to open up as opposed to feeding sound through one part of the body and therefore overloading it, we feel the vibrations through our body. That's what sound is vibration. So, unfortunately, we've got into this state where we don't know how to use our senses. They have become so bland in a way. And I think that this has really prevented our communication skills as well. So that's why the live performances for me are so, so important. I don't get the same feel when I'm listening to a recording. You know, if you listen to an MP3 player, I mean, that does nothing for me. Or TV, well, the sound is so squashed anyway, and so on and so forth. So the feeling of the live performances have a much greater emotional appeal for me. I'd like to pass the Rite of Spring to every single young person out there. I feel that it almost needs to be the piece of music that has a warning sign on it, and that if you do not experience this piece of music, it's bad for your health. It will just sort of get into your body, every cell of your body, over a long period of time. And really, to have this opportunity to digest something that really will be a gem for the rest of your life is pretty amazing.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.